Hello, hello, hello. Hold up. Somebody write. My mic ain't on. There we go.
You hear me?
The mic is on and we're live. We're live across Periscope. We're live across Facebook. Well, actually, we're not Facebook Live. Maybe that'll happen next week or something like that. Mm. But we're on Spreaker. We're on Amongst Friends. And it's been a while. Like, it's been forever. Actually, it's been a month. Let's not be so dramatic. But it's been a while, and I haven't seen you guys in forever. I mean, I see, yo. So, Dr. J is going to have to change his name. Let me tell you why.
Why am I going to change my name?
Because he has another name. And it works so much better than Dr. J.
What name is that?
It never dawned on me to think of it, but it works so much better, and it's the same. And it may be a little weird for you, but he has to change it. It's the same name that you call your dear sweetheart.
Oh, that is right.
I know. And it's Coco.
It is Coco. People at work are calling me Coco.
how did this come about?
Jacoby Coco.
And then when I say something crazy, it's Coco Loco.
Right, Coco Loco. But really, because Coco's a girl.
So what happened to Jamaica?
Coco and Jamaica is two different things. Like, Coco is like Jacoby, but we can't say that, so we say Coco. I know, but we have to change it. We have to change it. So I don't care. You can call him Dr. J if you want, but I'm going to call him Coco. I mean, I know you may be like, oh, Coco, oh, Coco.
Yeah,
I know.
I feel strange calling another male Coco.
Yeah,
well, but that's Coco. Look at him.
I mean, I am Coco.
I mean, look at him. Look at his face.
I know.
Look across the table. That's a Coco. Okay, but anyway, yeah. So, you know, it's been entirely too long, and so I'm already pumped. I'm already excited because I haven't seen you guys. And not these nitwits. I mean, I love them. I do. But I haven't seen I haven't been able to talk with our family across the airwaves.
This is so much.
You know what I'm saying? It is so much. So let me, you know, dial it back. Let me, you know, pump my brakes just a little bit.
I like my introduction.
Not going to give them. But anywho, I need to dial it back and do our introductions. So we are Amongst Friends. I know that it's been a month, and I am terribly, 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 terribly sorry that we haven't been more active, and that's going to change. It's not going to happen anymore, even if we have to pre-record so that you can hear our voice on a regular and consistent basis. We've been here for 4 years, and we're not going anywhere anytime soon, even though we were supposed to come back last week, and, you know, my people, okay, you know, so I wouldn't be D-Rob if I didn't join on them. But, you know, like, they left me in the lurch last week, and I could have just went on without them, but I felt like I would get so much shade had I did.
In our defense. And
anywho, I ain't finished with my intro.
Did you even start it?
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
All right. So, let me tell y'all, Amongst Friends, we can be reached, of course, on Periscope. If you want to call and be a part of the conversation, you can dial 760-683-2662. We're also on Facebook. We're not doing Facebook Live just yet because we're on Periscope. So right now, Periscope has the exclusive. But we're going to work to make that happen. Also, We have a Facebook group and a Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends. Our Facebook group is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. If you're not already a member, you should go ahead and join, and we'll make sure that we go ahead and add you tonight, live and in session, because we do talk with our fans in our Facebook group throughout the show. Again, you can hit us up on Twitter at Amongst_Friends. And, so as far as introductions go, I'm your lovely host for this evening, and it's D-Rob in the building. Woo, 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 woo. You know, I would be like, yes, yes, come through, all that, you know, because I've been real hyped. I don't know what's going on. I'm just feeling myself. I think I'm going to need to play that later on. I'm feeling myself. Maybe it's the Afro puff that's kind of giving me this extra zhuzh.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that word.
That's yeah.
Extra umph.
Right.
So, I like zhuzh better.
Say it, zhuzh. Okay. Now, to my right and to my left are the absolute. Okay, so you can think of what to call them. I'm joking. Both to my left and to my right are my absolute favorite co-hosts who make this show happen, especially with their opinions that can sometimes send me through the roof. Okay? So you have to my right Coco, as he will forever be called to me. Say it, breathe. Coco, Coco, Coco. Or Dr. J, but like I said, we're changing the name to Coco, so get with the program. And to my lot, to
are
my. Don't know my way, you see? No, I'm joking. I will give you your. What would you like to say?
I'm going
to
do a D. Rob introduction.
Oh, well, you can wait. And to my left is the Greasy Tyler. Okay.
That's what's happening to you all. Sorry, I've been gone for a month, but I hope you all are going great.
Clink, 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 clink. Yes, tonight is one of those nights because girlfriend has brought out the wine because I have needed it. Okay, now what do you have to say, Zachary?
Yes! I've been wanting to do that since I got here.
Really? So you're trying to steal my scene?
Truly stole your theme. Yes. Coco is in the building.
You enjoy it, right? You enjoy it, right?
Dr. J is in the building. It's been fun. Well, it's been fun, but not so fun. Because I have missed y'all. So, yeah. It hasn't been a month. I've been like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a month?
It's been a month.
It has
been a whole.
So much has happened. I've had a birthday. I turned 32.
Lies, bitch, lies. You turned 50. Let's just go ahead and acknowledge it. I mean, you look good for 50 and all, but let's just go ahead and tell the truth, okay?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I had a birthday and everything.
So did Breezy.
Breezy, that is right.
Uh-huh. Right.
How old did you turn, Breezy?
37.
Okay, you're not much older than I am. I mean, you are.
He's like 60. You're like 50.
You know,
I mean, you know, it is what it is. You both look good for your ages.
Thank you.
So tonight, I mean, there are a couple. So don't get it twisted. We're still, when we left you, the conversation that we were going to have was talking about church. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions was going to be, is the church of today hurting or helping its parishioners? And I want to talk about that. I'm still going to talk about that. Then I also want to talk about the state of Black America and how Black Lives Matter. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. There was a couple of times when we could have had the show. And to be perfectly honest with you, I was just not emotionally ready for the conversation. Because while it may have been a natural or real situation for the people to see, but I feel like the whole conversation would have been me just literally crying my eyes out about the state of Black America. I mean, and then you have the elections that are coming up, and you have, you know, those that are pro-Bernie versus those that are pro-Hillary, and God forbid anybody who's pro-Trump. And so that whole discussion, Okay, so so tonight, because there are so many issues on the table, I found it only fair that we talk about any and everything, and let it be a welcome back roundtable, and then we'll get back into being a more current fixture in your homes on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. from 8 to 9:30. So, now that I've said all that, we've missed you. I wish you was here so that you could be a part of the conversation. Oh, here's another thing. So, this season or what have you, we're going to be having some of our old co-hosts to come back and sit in on some of the shows and talk and have a good time. So that's in the works. And also out there in Facebook land, Periscope land, we are also looking for another female host.
Ooh.
So if you know someone who is interested, tell them to call my people and my people will get in touch with their people.
She cannot be timid.
Oh, hell to the no. She needs to be able to handle her own.
Right.
She needs to be able to be like, what? And what? Okay, I don't need you to be aggressive because there can only be one bitch in this house. Okay, no, I'm joking.
Because
we already got two. So,
yeah, no overly sensitive. No, can't have
it. I mean, what's a show if you're not going to hurt someone's feelings or make them cry?
But that's how you know you're doing something right.
Right, that's how you know you're being effective.
That's how you know you're being effective.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, no. All righty. So let's just jump in.
They
and
can
so
call in, right?
They can call in at 760-683-2662. You too can be a part of the conversation. I want to apologize wholeheartedly because we've not posted on the site to let everyone know that we're actually on tonight. It's, you know, my bad. So I am doing that right now so that everybody can know that we are live and in full effect. So there's a couple of things that I want to talk about, you know, and I'm going to go with what's been on my heart. And there's two things. One I'll deal with later, and that's dealing with exes and stuff like that. But what I want to talk about is the burden of being someone who has been called to support people and uplift people. Oh, yes, but I'm going to take a different turn.
Right.
It is the burden of the person who pours out into individuals, who then on the other side, no one really pours into them. And it's not because people don't want to pour into them. It's more so that they don't have the capacity to do so. Because if I'm supposed to pour into your life, that's not your responsibility to pour back into mine. I may see things that you don't see,
right.
And I'm here to continually pour. And that can be a little bit challenging for some people as it relates to, you know, you want to be free. You want to go and act a damn fool, but because of the assignment that you have, you don't necessarily get to have that freedom. Everybody expects you to be on the go or ready or composed or don't do certain things in public. You know, keep it together. Don't you get emotional. Don't you do this. They want you to stay a certain way, but then you also want to be like, yes, bitch, yes, let's go. Hey, ho. And they like, turn that down. Like, take it down several notches and get your life together. That's not your role.
Well, you know what? I realize no matter how you think you are of yourself, you know, you can think of yourself as a free spirit or an introvert or whatever you are, or whatever you think you are. And while you may get some people that may feel the same way, you'll get those that, you know, don't, but they will put you into the box they want you to be in. So that way, when you step outside the box they decide to put you in,
right,
then, man.
Right, because sometimes, Breezy, you be like coming for the juggler and you be like, what?
That? You're not supposed to do that.
Right. Where did that come from?
Right.
With me, like, I'm naturally a laid back person, but I'm not passive. If I feel passive about something, oh, I'm going to say something. And that's when, you know,
right,
you got to do that. So, but I guess because of how laid back that I am,
right,
when I do say something,
it's like.
Okay, so y'all, let me just say, I'm for real, not trying to be disrespectful or anything like that. So you know that there's an alpha and there's a beta. I'm an alpha, okay? It is what it is. I'm not a beta. I'm not even a high beta. I am a alpha all the way, which means that I'm very dominant. Breezy, on the other hand, I didn't see Breezy as an alpha. Here's the thing. Let him come for you, and you be like, say what? Honey, when I tell you I was so taken aback, because when he gets into his little whatever he do, it's a totally different Breezy. And I was like, he couldn't talk to me that way.
Now, see.
I'm just saying, because of who I am, you ain't gonna talk to me like that. All
right, so if I'm out with someone, right, and I do feel the need to address something, I'm going to try, you know, to not embarrass this person, but get this person maybe pulled to the side, get a strong worded. It just so happened that this particular time.
You said pulled to the side.
Pulled to the side.
It just so happened this particular incident that he's speaking of. I can't whisper. So I was trying to whisper. I wasn't trying to put nobody on Front Street. And that's when she was like, I don't know you.
I was like.
I was like, I can't whisper. I was trying to whisper.
No, that wasn't a whisper. It was nowhere near the whisper. And I was like, you know how. Okay, so for someone who is someone who likes someone to check them every now and then.
I like to be checked.
That's what I'm saying. You would have been like,
I'm taking it back.
That turns me on. I'm sorry.
Right.
Wait, you mean like, let me smooth my mind. Like, wait a minute. Okay.
They'll try this in public. But I'm gonna be
like,
quiet.
I heard you.
Okay. If I do, I would try to, you know, push to the side so I don't embarrass this person, but this person don't know.
But everybody know when you go into the side, you be in check.
Right. I'd be like, okay.
D-Rock got checked today.
Honey! Honey! Listen. Okay, wait, hold up. Before you talking about D-Rock got checked, what you need to understand is D-Rock came back and was like, okay, first of all, you took me off my game. Like, what is going on? I don't understand. And then I was like, oh, this is what you want to do? This is where we're going? Okay.
She did clap back. I was like, do I need to leave? Because I'm ready to go. She did clap back.
I was like, I don't understand. What is that? You are doing this too frequently. What is going on?
Today she got checked.
I was like, wait a minute. I mean, like a couple times. Like, then they explained themselves, and I was like, okay.
Scale it back.
I'm okay.
Going down a little bit.
You got this. No problem. But he did come for me. But that's what we do in our relationship.
Yeah.
What you say, Coco?
I don't like you. I do not like you right now. So.
But here's why I brought up about the whole you being one way with people and them having this other vision of who you are. Okay. You know, sometimes you just want to let your hair down.
Yeah.
And in this particular situation, and I feel like it's kind of unfair that I'm speaking to America about the situation before I've had an opportunity to really get in depth with the person and say, you know, listen, you know, it hurts me when you treat me this way. But, you know, my saying, Coco, God don't care about my feelings.
He does not. And my pastor said that over Sunday, over the pulpit.
Oh, was it confirmation?
Can you finish talking?
So, in this particular situation, the person was like, oh my gosh, I really love how you are. You know, you're so free and, you know, you speak from your heart and you're so real, you know, whatever, whatever. And then when we went out and I started drinking a cocktail and I started feeling a little bit more free, not where I was like belligerent and I was like, oh my gosh, this is what's going on. It was just, I was loud. And if you know me, I mean, even right now, I am a boisterous.
Boisterous.
It's with the B.
I say boisterous.
It's B-O-I.
I say boisterous with a B. But using your voice, that's the thing.
No, what's the word? Boisterous.
Okay. That hurts you.
That hurts me. But anyway, I am a very animated person. When you get to know me. You know what I'm saying? And so that's just who I am. Not when I'm on alcohol or I've had, you know, whatever. It's just when I'm around people, that's just my natural state. I'm loud. I'm fun. You know,
right.
I do stuff. And they were like.
While you're drinking?
Yes.
Who does that while you're
okay,
drinking?
Where were you all?
We were at the bar.
Was it loud?
It's a bar.
It was
cocktails.
I mean, it is cocktails, but regardless, this person was like, you know, bring it down a couple of levels. You know, you're doing too much, and I'm not for this. And unfortunately, the person left.
You know what? That's the case where it wasn't you, it was them.
What do you mean they left? Like they left you there?
Well, there were other people there, but they left. They was like, you're doing too much. I'm out. I got a date. I got to go. But clearly you didn't have a date because you was like, girl, be you because you can come and stay at the house. So I ain't got no key to your house. So how am I be able to come to your house if you got a date?
Lost. Dead lost. Lost. I can't. I can't explain it.
So, like, so.
I can't explain it.
So, I was affected by it. And of course, it's during the moment where I'm very emotional.
Right.
Like, the times of the day are very emotional, and I'm always, always, it is like an ongoing cycle of people telling me, bring it down. Let's not be all of this boisterous. Let's not be all of that. It doesn't take all of that.
Right.
And so I'm constantly feeling, not particular with this person, you know, but just in general, that's what people do. Like, when I'm drinking, honey, she comes alive.
But surely one person does not get a little loud when they're drinking.
Right. Because I get loud. I get loud. I get everything that I am now. I get
something
more. Right. I get more. I get loud. I get flirty. I get everything. So I don't, I mean, everybody was drinking. It's a bar. Everybody's drinking.
Right. Well,
so I don't get
but
it.
This person left, and I felt some kind of way. And of course, I was crying the tears of, why won't you accept me? You know, give me free. I feel like I'm changed.
You cried?
Give me free.
Child.
Give me free. Give me free.
I guess I'm a different breed.
So, yes, we are a different breed because I'm really about, you know, I'm really cognizant of people's feelings, how they react. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to embarrass you. But that's just what my nature is. But at the same time, I feel like if I'm in a space with you, that I feel like you should be able to cover me when I feel like I need to release.
Yeah, like I said, I'm sorry to say, it was him, not you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a personal problem. I promise you, I don't care whether you drink or not. You talk a little different. You sound a little different.
Are you drinking or are you not?
Yeah, your glass, it ain't half empty.
But what I'm saying is, when you're outside of work, you talk a little different.
Yeah.
You know, you sound a little different. You know what I'm saying? So what was the problem?
Well, I know me. Like, I'm the type of personality, like, if somebody is out drinking me and outdoing me, I'll let them take over. I'll let them take over. I'm like, okay, let me scale it back, because especially if somebody has to drive, let me scale it back, because clearly you're not going to be the one to drive. So I'll scale it back, and I'll let you do you. Still have a good time. Still have a good time, and I'm going to feed you more drinks, because we're going to laugh and we're going to talk.
Yeah, have some stories to tell.
And, right, have some stories to tell, right.
Mm-mm, America, please don't believe this nonsense, because if Jamaica is drinking, she don't give a fuck about what you're doing. We'll figure out who's going to drive later. When it's time for us to go home, we'll figure it out then. We may have to call somebody, but Jamaica, now, if she catch you before she go, if Coco is Coco,
before Jamaica,
and then she catches you, then she might be like, let me scale it back. Let's keep it 100, boo-boo. Let's keep it 100, because right now you're telling a fib and a lie.
I'm not telling a fib.
You're telling a fib and a lie.
No, I'm not.
You're telling a fib.
No, I'll scale it back.
He's telling a fib and a lie. And I'm telling you as his friend, because I love him, and you call people on their bullshit when they say it. Honey, if he catch you before he transforms into Jamaica, then what he said may be true, because I ain't seen it. But in the two instances where we were gone, she scaled it back.
Who?
Me.
No, you didn't.
From
you
the
did
east
not.
To the west.
No, you didn't.
From the east to the west. Who drove?
I don't remember.
To my point, exactly.
I probably drove.
He drove there. I drove back. And we passed by my house. Okay? If I would have been like, I'll sleep on the couch and we good, he would have been like, okay, go on to the house. So please don't do this in front of the people. Please. I know we got an odd. We have the peanut gallery tonight.
We have my niece in the audience.
And I know he's trying to be all good and wholesome for his niece, but listen.
She see me, you know, with a few cocktails.
Has she heard the show?
Honey.
No, she's never heard the show.
Honey. Well, understand that Coco thinks about Coco when Coco is having cocktails.
I mean, we've done brunch. Me and her, we've done brunch together, and, you know, I've gotten a little buzz. But I never transitioned into Jamaica in front of her, never.
Praise the Lord.
She don't need to see those.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Poor thing that need to see that side.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But going back, you know, and kind of taking hold of the conversation, it becomes a bit disheartening, frustrating, when you feel like you always have to be put together. And I say that from a spiritual perspective, but even in our families, you know, sometimes, you know, like you have that person who's the financially responsible person, and then your family is not financially responsible. And so you've done well for yourself, you have your things, and you have your things for a reason, but everybody expects you to be financially responsible. They expect you to be the backbone, and that's what it is. People expect you to be the backbone for whatever the situation or whatever the role is you play in their lives.
They want you to continue.
To continue, right. And, you know, and everybody's like, no, you know, I love you. I want you to be free. I want you to do what you do. But then when the rubber meets the road, it's like, I only want you to do that in private.
But see, again, that's somebody putting you in the box today, themselves built and projecting onto you. You know, maybe sometime, maybe you being a wild out a little bit, but still being control. Maybe that person, you're like, I can be that free. Like to them, that's, you know, that's free to them. Mm-hmm. But if they can't, you know, well, I just, you know, separate, kicking the ankles. Yeah, you know,
that's enough free.
So then my question to you is not about them. What is your suggestion to the person who feels like they're always expected to be prim and poised?
I mean, cliche, be you, because no matter what you do, someone's going to say something. If you are prim and proper, someone's going to watch you prim and proper.
No. When I say prim and proper, what I'm saying
I know, I'm
is
saying whatever you
this
are.
Is my role.
This role they put you in. You didn't, you know, sign up for that role.
What did I put you in that role?
Hey, you know, you put me in that role. That's the role you want me to, you know, think I should play. And then when I step out of it, I mean, that's, I'm not monolithic, you know. So I do have my, you know, my moments about myself. But if someone puts you in the box, it ain't like you signed up for a particular role.
That's what you want me to tell God.
Yeah. People here on earth, okay.
Well,
if someone came to you being who you really are, because prim and proper is a side, not all of one person's side.
It depends on if you believe that you have a call in your life. If I believe that my call is to uplift and encourage and push people into their destiny. And that's what they see me as. Like, they come to me for direction or perspective on a different situation. Their perception of me. And it's funny that we were talking about perception at work today. Their perception of me that I would have it together. How is it? And please do not think that I'm trying to toot my own horn or anything like that, but I feel like, and we can ask Coco, like, when you come to me, do you expect me to have it all together sometime? Like, when I'm, it's not a lot of times you're going to see me fall apart, but when I'm, like, very vulnerable, does it throw you off?
Completely. I expect you to be 100% together. all the time. And when there are times when you make a little minute mistake, and I'm like, she didn't do this. She didn't QR this, because clearly, no. No. And it just throws me completely off.
But so he put you into that.
I put her in that box because she put herself in that box.
How did I put myself in the box?
That's different.
Wait, whoa.
No, if that's the case, that's different.
No, see, but then no, it ain't different. Why? How did I get in the box?
Because this is the expectation right here. This is her standard right here. She set the bar so high above the normal expectation. This is what I expect at all times from her at work, at all times. I don't expect her to mess up. I don't expect her to have a bad day. I just don't.
You know, that's unfair.
It is, honey. It is so
unfair.
But this
is the same person who the first day when I met, she said to me, listen, I'm not here to make any friends. I'm here to get a job done. I'm here to work. Blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. Say your good mornings. I don't care what time you come in. I don't care what time you leave. Do your work. Do your 40 hours a week and get your work done.
But something clearly changed because you are friends, so she can too.
Because I told her when she gave me that whole PSA, I was like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. We're going to be friends, and I'm a peel that onion. Not a big deal. So, she's always 100% stellar. So you expect Michelle Obama every time.
Yeah.
You know how Michelle Obama is always
flawless,
on point. She never has a bad hair day. Even the wig she wore the other day was flawless. So wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead and talk.
So even the wig she had on the other night at the DNC, the first night of the DNC, was flawless. So it matched the texture of her real hair and everything. She does not have a bad day, and you don't expect her to.
But
I know she's human.
I mean, I do. I mean, who doesn't want the leader of the free world, himself, or his wife, to be a little flawed?
Absolutely. I mean, and I agree with that. And just like their marriage, it's like everything is roses and rose petals and blue skies. It just looks like that with their marriage. But I'm sure she cusses Barack ass out on a few occasions.
She's on the south side. Of course she does.
You know what?
Of course she does.
You know, but it just appears that it's never a bad day. I'm the first. I'm the floatest. He's POTUS.
So on the day that these offer came to you, you think differently of her?
No, it reminds me that she's human.
He thinks differently of me.
It reminds.
But then I come back and I'm like, yes, bitch, this is what it is. So don't get it twisted. Every time I have a down moment, I come back and say, let me bring you back in. This is where it's at. And maybe that's my fault. No, I can't say that's my fault. It's who I am.
But maybe you don't want to appear to be flawed.
Oh, trust and believe. Deidre is very transparent, and I am flawed all the way.
No, but do you want to be seen that way?
What, that I'm flawed?
Yeah.
Hell yes. I'm flawed.
Yeah,
I'm fucked up.
Okay, but he's saying no.
Because I'm thinking about some of the other supervisors who are never on point.
You see me drinking a glass. I'm fucked up.
I'm thinking about some of the other supervisors who are never, ever, ever on point. But the thing about Dee is when she's not on point, it's never in public. It's something you shut the door. Okay, have your breakdown, but hurry up.
Baby, I cried.
But, okay,
let me tell you. I cried at work, y'all.
But hurry up.
I'm not sure what the situation is, but in private.
I did it in private. See, but that comes from the old traditional, from the South type situation.
Uh-huh.
You don't put your business in the street.
No.
Let me tell you. Wait, hold up. When we talking about that.
Right.
So, Coco.
Why you got to bring up old stuff?
It ain't old. Let me tell y'all. Now, as close as we are, Right. And we're not talking about half of the stuff that I want to talk about. But let me tell you this. As close as we are, you would think that we would have a level of respect and we would be able to get ourselves together at work, right? Why this bitch tried me? Why? At work, where I had to take off the D-Rob hat and be supervisor. And he was loud. Do you hear loud at work? Because he was in his feelings.
And in front of people.
And I said, in me was saying, that you tried it. Oh, you tried. You are trying me right now. And all I kept saying was, calm down. Calm down. Woo-woo-woo, rub your ears, do some motherfucking shit,
right.
Come in, sit down on my couch, turn off the light, let's turn on some music, calm down. And he was like, rah, rah, rah in me. And I was like, shut the door. And he was like, you this, you that, And
really,
I was like, calm down.
I was in my feelings.
Ooh.
You know what, Breezy? I was in my feelings. But you know what? There is a certain perception of me that at work that I always have to keep it together as well. However,
he is
that
at full,
day,
and he is at full performing level. So get your ass together.
People expect me to have it together all the time. But
all the goddamn time.
Every,
and yes,
they,
I said it.
I'm not together.
As a representative of the black race, keep your shit in line. Do you hear me? Don't you ever do that shit ever again.
I have to say information.
God damn it. Yes. Yes, you do.
And that day, people knew that I was human and I checked. I'm human and I crack. And I have feelings and I have emotions. As well.
Hmm.
So, they knew that day.
Hmm. Ooh, I wasn't even mad. I was just like, is this happening? Is somebody going to step out and poke me right now? Because he is really, really loud. And, like, we have another person in our office who kind of, you know, we all kind of get ourselves together. You know what she said to me? She said, I didn't even want to knock that day. Because it was so over the top and it was loud.
All because of one person.
I ain't even trying to hide who it was. I was just so shocked.
I had a moment, I had a lot going on, and people knew that day that I was human. And it's okay because I'm human, but the next day I came back. Well, that night I apologized, and even the next day I apologized, and I was like,
"Did you apologize that night?"
I did.
I don't remember.
I apologized.
I don't remember. And then the next day I had to talk to him and be loving and show compassion and push him into excellence. Motherfucker, I'm tired.
And I cried during then.
What the fuck you crying for?
Because I'm human.
You
know why I cried? You know why I cried? Because I cried because the exact thing that we're talking about right now, because God has placed so much on you and he wants you to do all of these things and you're like, wait. I ain't got a time and or energy.
Okay, so first of all, when we're talking about you, let's not talk about the time and the place. It's, I don't want this.
I don't want it. That is it. I didn't ask for this.
But you accepted it.
Are you one that says it's our responsibility? Is that true?
I put my mic down, Breezy. That means I'm not talking.
But you accepted it.
I didn't accept it.
Oh, but you did.
How?
You flew your ass to D.C. and got married. You accepted
That's
it.
That's different.
How is it different? Explain to me how it's different. What was your first day?
Church.
Church is your first day. Periscope. Church was his first day. Even though he a thot.
Wait a minute.
And I'm okay with that. But what I'm saying is you married a preacher who is heavily in the church. And you expected him to give God up for you? Bitch, you tried it.
I didn't expect him to give God
up. Bitch, you tried it, but you asked him to do it all the time. What? I can't hear you. Is this thing on?
It's on. I did not ask for it. And
you accepted it. Say it.
Honestly,
I accepted it. Say it.
Let me finish.
Say it.
No, let me finish.
Say it.
No, I'm not saying it.
Say it. Say it. Say it.
I ain't gonna do it.
You're
I ain't gonna do it.
Say it.
Do it for the fun. I ain't gonna do it. Honestly, I did not know what the hell I was getting into. I
lied.
No.
Your first day was to the church.
Do you want to laugh? Do you want another laugh that he and I discussed last night? He and I were talking last night, and I was like, you know what? Our first date was at church when we first met. And I said, also, after we got married, we went to church for Bible study. After we got married, our first date, after marriage, was Bible study at the same church that we attend now.
Yeah, because
I'm
with you on this one. So what do you expect was going to happen after
marriage? I accept it. Say it.
Did you think we won the first 5 minutes or something?
I can
tell the truth and tell the devil he a lie.
I can accept
no,
a little
church
Sunday.
I'm
okay
it.
With that.
I accept
I
it.
I can accept that portion.
I accept it.
That I'm portion. Not. I can accept that portion.
He's a liar.
What I truly wasn't expecting all of this because it is a bit much and people at church expect you to be a certain way, to act a certain way, not to do this.
Let this mind be in you that is in Christ.
Okay, so but,
come
okay.
on.
How long have you been married?
3.5 years.
And you still have to have a grow on you? Are you still new to you?
No.
Breezy, let me tell you something. It kind of is. For instance, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, you know, I've lost a little weight. I've gained some muscle, and I thought I was cute. I wore a little plunging V-neck shirt that I had. First of all, let me explain to you the
shirt
that I wore.
Sending pictures talking about the girls are out.
The girls are out. The girls. These girls. So.
This is a thought in forever.
So, first of all, Breezy, let me explain to you the story behind the shirt. I bought 3 shirts from the store called Urban Outfitters every bit of 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I bought these shirts 10 years ago from Urban Outfitters because they were $3. They were plunging mm-hmm. V-neck shirts. I could never fit them. In the 10 years that I've had them, could mm-hmm. never fit okay. them. So now that I've lost a little weight, gained some muscle, gained some girls, and I call these girls, gained some girls.
Drink up, I've been drinking.
I can now fit the shirt.
Okay.
So Saturday.
Congratulations.
Saturday, I wore one of the shirts. Why? Because I'm cute now, and you know I don't have as much as a stomach, and
right.
I got girls now, and I got arms. So I wore the shirt at a church meeting. We were just going to do a quarterly meeting. And I held a pair of jeans with it and one of the shirts, plunging V. It's 110 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. I can wear plunging V instead mm-hmm. of a polo shirt, right?
No,
right.
He's the first lady.
My husband.
Did you wear a shirt underneath it?
No,
no,
that was it.
I told you I had the girls out.
I'm saying he want to be a thot when he your first lady.
My husband went off. He walked in church, and it was like...
How you walk in the...
It was like...
How you walk in a mother in church with your girls out?
Now, how would you have...
Now, okay, now how would you
That's
feel?
Wait, hold on. That's in the Pentecostal church. That's like wearing a dress with no slip on.
I do.
But if, okay, now that's all right. So what would be your impression if you saw a woman with the same outfit the girls out?
Okay, first of all, he ain't looking at no woman like
no,
that.
No, not looking
but,
at no woman.
No, but you might say that's scandalous or it's not. Or I wouldn't
he's
do
not
that.
Looking at her like
you know
well, so this is what I did.
So something like, if that's scandalous, I wouldn't do it. Well,
I wouldn't say that because that's not my cup of tea. I don't do that.
Mm.
That's not what I do. But so what
do.
I did was when I came
went,
in church,
I didn't realize that you went like that with your girls out.
I went like that
in the church.
The picture that you saw.
Disrespectful.
Is how I, here we go. So what happened when I came to church? I went through the back so that nobody would see me and the girls.
So you knew it was wrong.
No.
You went to
I
the
knew
back.
It was different.
You went to the back, so you didn't want to publicize. So you knew it was
because
wrong.
Because I didn't want the attention.
So you knew it was wrong.
I didn't want the attention.
So you knew it was wrong.
So I was
so you
sitting,
knew it was wrong.
I was sitting towards the back.
Mm.
And
look at these
so
lies, these saints.
My
things.
Husband, when he walked in, maybe 30 minutes after I did, I was sitting towards the back.
So you trying to
in,
shade him that he was 30 minutes after you? Don't do
no,
it.
No, because it was
don't,
work. I
don't
knew
do it.
Everybody knew he was going to be late because
don't
he was at work.
It. So you didn't even have to point
so,
that out.
When he walked in, and he came in through the front.
I got you, Lamont.
You know what? And when he walked in through the front, I could tell that the first person he spotted was me.
Because you're his boo.
And
you are a representation of him.
All right, where you were, honestly, what did you think he was going to say when you saw it?
He knew he was going to flip. Mm-hmm. Come on and say you didn't.
That's not funny, Peyton. Not funny at all.
Come on and say you didn't know.
My mic on.
It's on, and it needs to be off because you knew you was out of line. You won't do that. How you going to be the first lady in acting?
Listen,
what they say,
listen.
First praline or
I
first...
I wanted to be free. I wanted to be free, and I wanted to...
You accept it.
Let my hair down.
You accept it. Be free at
you
home
did.
When you're spreading your legs east to the west.
I wanted to be free and express myself.
And Brizzy, you ain't came back
he
yet.
He wasn't ready. Brizzy was not ready.
I wasn't ready.
This is what you get with Amongst Friends. You can call in and be a part of the conversation. 760-683-2662.
Okay, so well, next question. This is totally off the subject.
Okay.
There's a particular new.
We will come back.
And it'll probably segue back into what we're talking about.
Come on.
All right. So your first date is at church. Okay. Let's just point it out. There's a new dating website. I'm not sure you heard. It's a, you know, whole Black Twitter uproar about it. It's called Smoocher. Spelled Smoochr.
He wouldn't know. He's married.
But. Never heard of it. It is random. It's random. It just popped up like over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, this site, it says Black Owns Black Dating Site. And on the front page, it says this site to pick, you know, whoever based off complexion and hair type. Like it says that, you know, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and of course, a lot of people say it's kind of like a digital brown paper bag test or, you know, how's the devices. I still have to say this. If you could see on paper, ran down all of Amon's attributes, you know, church and everything, if you saw that beforehand, would you even go on that first date? Like this website?
No.
Lies.
And
no.
His website allows you to pick, like I said, based off complexion and hair type. So here you are. You got, you know, whatever.
No.
You
okay.
No.
Okay. So
let me tell you why you could have
tell
a lie. No, I'm not going to tell a lie. Let me tell you why I would not have gone on a date. Because, number A, me and my friends would always talk about church queens because that's who Lamont would have, that's what he would have been, a church queen. And the only thing church queens are good for is sex. That's it. That's it. When I was single, only thing I did with church queens was fuck them. That's it. We didn't do anything else. We didn't go on dates, things like that.
I know. I'm
We didn't do anything like that.
Okay,
all we did was got it in. That's the only thing it was good for.
Don't ask that question because I'm finna shut it down.
That's it.
I have a real quick question. I'm sorry.
So we always laugh. No, I wouldn't have.
Lie.
I wouldn't have.
Lie.
I hope this doesn't come off ignorant. Oh, that's why I'm asking the question. I want to know. Are you saying that any gay male in church is a church queen or a particular type of a gay male?
A certain type of gay male.
Okay.
Church queen.
Are y'all ready for me?
Those kinds that stay up in the church. And I did not stay up in church like that. Mm-hmm. I liked church. Even back then, I loved it, but I wasn't, give me my 1 hour on Sundays and I'm done.
1 hour.
My 1 hour on Sunday, power hour, and I'm done. I'm not going to do the whole 3 hour service, then be back for Bible study on Wednesday and do all types of meetings. That wasn't me back then. That wasn't
so,
me.
So, question, should I turn off discernment or not?
Turn off what?
Discernment. Yes or no?
Bro, do what you want to do.
Yes. Or no.
Turn on.
Okay. So he's a lie simply because when he got with Lamont, it was on, I'm going to prove a point.
What kind of point I was trying to prove?
How did you meet him?
I met him on Facebook.
How did you get to meet him on Facebook? Who was he? Case in point, I ain't even got to go in depth. Just because of that, I'm going to stop right there. Thanks. Y'all see it on Periscope.
Again, I did not want to, first of all, with long distance, number 8, letter 2. No, he was a church queen. He lived too far away, so it wasn't going
to
work anyway. He had 2
then
kids. I wasn't down for that because
why
he got
did you
kids.
Why talk to him? Because you're a petty Betty?
I talked to him because I
are
thought
you
was
a petty Betty or not?
And I wanted to test
it. Or not?
And I wanted to test the dick.
And no. Or no.
No.
Lies, bitch. Lies.
No.
I don't even know why you
I'm
lying
not.
Up in here. You ain't got a front for America.
I'm not fronting.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
I'm not.
So you going to let the devil reign?
The devil doesn't reign.
With all this foolishness, you quoting and spitting.
Right, it doesn't reign. So I understand poor Michelle Obama when sometimes she wants to get in a car and rock it out and roll her windows down, and she can't do that.
That's what she can. She should have a Secret Service song on her.
She can't roll the window down.
Right.
She can't. That's what she's looking forward to when she leaves the White House, to roll her window down in the car.
There was so much that I wanted to communicate this evening.
Oh, yeah. You still have 30 minutes to do so.
But there's so much in this topic. Let me just say this.
I didn't ask for this.
But you accept it.
There's a difference.
You made a conscious decision.
No, it wasn't conscious. It was never conscious.
Is that what you told God?
It's exactly what I told the Lord.
And what you say to him?
There's some bullshit, and I don't like it.
Okay, and then he says, okay, I don't care about
I'll,
your...
I'll do
I don't,
it.
No.
I'll
I don't,
do
no,
it.
No, no, no. Oh,
but
you hear that?
Still
I'll
think.
Do it.
What's the situation?
But I'll do it.
Still think
I made a decision.
This is some dumb shit.
I made a decision. Even if this is some dumb shit, I accepted it.
Why? I always ask why. Why? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Why?
So why are you married?
Why what? I didn't.
Why are you married?
No, not why am I married, but why me?
No,
why
are
we doing this?
That was a question to you. Why are you married?
To the love of my husband.
Okay, so you accept it. Shut the fuck up.
You know what? She gets on my damn nerves.
Okay.
I don't like her.
All I wanted to know
I'm
is...
I'm not talking to you right now.
760-683-2662. Call in. Be a part of the conversation. Deidre or D Rob is on fire, y'all. I'm here all night. Okay. So the next conversation. So we've been on the air for 4 years.
4 good years.
4 good years. And because this is a podcast that is a champion for transparency, you know that I've had some issues with my love life. Now, if you've been here on some nights, you know that my co-host Breezy, he can get a little animated about some of...
A little.
Okay, well, he will get animated. But that's because they love me. You know what I'm saying? There's a love.
It really
love,
is. It's only out of love.
Sisterly, brotherly love that we have. It has been since February the 14th, so it's been 5 months and some change since I have had absolutely no contact with my ex, Mr. Chips.
How do you feel about that?
I was perfectly fine.
She's not done.
No, no. Bitch.
Yeah, we can get physical here, too.
Really? So I'm absolutely fine with the dynamic, you know, and I'm not going to say that I didn't go through some withdrawals of, you know, they say that known bullshit is better than unknown bullshit. And so I would rather deal with his lies, his cheating, his disrespect, because I know it. Okay. But I also miss the times where we were, or what I thought, where we were friends.
All right.
Okay.
The good times.
Mm-hmm. When I didn't have a cold spot on the other side of my bed. And I'm not talking about fucking. I'm just talking about his presence.
Yeah, the warmth of another body.
She's looking like, yes, yeah, she said that.
Oh, yeah. It goes down the DM. So.
So there were that you know, those weeks where I was like, I want him here simply because he occupies a space. His body is warm. I want him here.
Mm-hmm.
There are times where he makes me feel a certain way, and I miss that. I craved it because, no disrespect, but it's some fuck boys in D.C. Okay?
Yep.
Some fuck boys. All y'all youngins, your niece, listen. Fuck boys in D.C., young and old. So watch out. And so because of that, you know, it's just like, at his core, I know he loves me. So I'll put up with the BS. But this time,
5 months ago.
5 months ago,
mm-hmm.
on February the 14th,
mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, I said enough is enough. And I meant that. I looked and did an assessment of who I am and said, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, there's absolutely no reason for you to take the shit that you're taking. There's absolutely no reason for you to accept the lies. There's absolutely no reason for you to lower your standards because you're single. I am a phenomenal woman. Do I got issues? Hell yes, who doesn't? I'm human, as Coco would like to say. We are all human with flaws. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But because of my flaws, that doesn't mean that I need to lower my standards to accept some fuckboy shit.
No, I agree.
And so when you call me giving me all of this BS for no reason, because for all intents and whatever, you know what the hell I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't even a goddamn couple at the time. We were quote unquote special friends. So what the hell you got to lie to me for? I think. Ooh, stop. Ooh. Jeez, now, see, I'm tell you this, because I'm going somewhere with this. But last night, I was in my feelings, but I was dumbing down myself because, one, I am a alpha female, so I'm aggressive, and I'm intelligent, and I have my own job, and I have my own car, and basically, I can take care of myself. Don't get it twisted thinking that I don't need a man or anything like that, and I'm a woman, hear me roar, and all this kind of stuff. I can do that and still want a companion, okay? So hear me when I say that. It's possible, but I was dumbing myself down. I wasn't expressing who I was. I was, let me cook for you. Let me clean for you.
Right.
Baby, you had a bad day. Let me cater to your needs, because that's what Beyonce, let me cater to you. Bitch, bye. Okay? Hey. Anywho, I was doing all of those things, but at the same time, because of who I am, I was turning off the alpha and saying, this is what you need. You need someone to cater to you. Okay. Let me stop lying, because if you were to talk to him, he would say, I want him to be my flunky. If you talk to him, his perception of how things are a tad bit different. And if you know me, I'm going to be objective and honest about the situation. So his perception of what we had was totally different. He thought that I was calling him a dumbass and he needed to rise to my standard. But I'm dumbing myself down. So listen to this. So if he's feeling like I'm telling him he ain't shit and I'm dumbing myself down, why the fuck am I with him?
They ain't going
nowhere. I mean, think about it.
Right.
Literally, think about this.
You're right.
You're telling me that I'm calling you a dumbass, pretty much.
So he's staying and taking it, though, so that's on him.
But you're telling me you want me to be your flunky. That's what you're saying. And I am literally dumbing myself down. I'm not even giving you a fraction of who I am. Boo-boo, this is what they talk about when they talk about unequally yoked.
That's exactly what they say when they talk about unequally yoked.
Okay.
Are you sure one of y'all wasn't yoked? The other one just wasn't?
Regardless. Okay. First of all, Breezy over here in his feelings talking about this nigga wasn't good for you in the first damn place. I don't even know what we're talking about there. But let's not even go there.
I gotta love Team Breezy.
But what I'm saying is, so here's what happened. So y'all understand why I'm talking about exes. I ain't talked to this dude in 5 months. And when I say on February the 14th, I cut him off, that was it. No calling, how you doing, why would you do me like this, you know, how can we rectify, none of that. Straight, fuck it, I'm done, you cut off. Yesterday, I get some calls from a blocked number.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's maybe some collections from 1999 or something like that.
Right.
They done found me. Right, they done found me. So, you know, and I was feeling kind of, you know, okay about the situation. So let me answer the phone. Now, mind you, what you need to understand also is that I had been getting a couple of calls from a real estate agent, and she was leaving messages and stuff like that, but she was trying to contact someone else. So I, in my mind, was thinking that she was trying to get hip to the game. Like, she's trying to get this sale.
Right.
And I was thinking that she was blocking her call. Okay? Because she was calling, like, multiple times.
Right.
And so finally, I was like, fuck, let me just answer the call. So I answer the call, and they say, can I speak to Keith? Can I speak to Mr. Chip? Okay? And you know, I'm not, because I haven't been thinking about him. He's not been on my register for 5 years. I mean, for 5 months. So I'm like, you got the wrong number. Real easy, no problem. You got the wrong number. I'm not going to get these calls anymore. So I'm talking to my niece, and she's going through some relationship issues. I'm trying to be the objective person.
Okay.
Because somebody was in her boyfriend's DM. But that's not bad business to say, okay? But I'm being objective. And so my phone is blowing up. They hang up, they call, they hang up, they call. And so finally I answer and they say, hello, Betty. This is... No, I'm joking. They said, hey, Deidre, may I speak to Deidre? And I'm like, immediately, I recognize my ex's name, and here is a chick that is calling me about my ex, who, when we departed from each other, were special friends 5 months ago. She's calling me. Are you trying to do X, Y, and Z with my man? Y'all punking me? Are you seriously punking me right now?
So
5 months later, you want to call and question me? And I've been around for 2+ years? Now what I will say, full disclosure, I had access to all of his emails.
You had or you still have? You had or you still have?
Had.
Uh-huh.
I have not gone back to check to see if I still have access. I know he changed a couple. And if you're listening, yeah, I saw all the emails.
I hope he's not listening.
I hope you listen. Anyway, so I had access to his email. Now, mind you, I didn't get them illegally. He gave me all of his
passwords.
And so I'm looking at him communicating with other females while we're together. And I'm asking the question, are you with, what's going on? You know, because, you know, some days you ain't available. Where you go? What's happening? You know, my gut is, now mind you, before I had access to the email, my gut was saying, bitch, he playing.
Up in the hills.
Like, you better than this. Don't do this. My gut was literally like, something ain't right. Something ain't right. Bitch, something ain't right. But of course, I'm from the South, so your word is bond. If you say it, I'm going to take it as truth, right? And I'm looking in the emails like, how do you lie to me just off the break? Because I'm not like, I need you to do this, and I need you to do that, and I need you to do this, and I need you to do that, and where you at here, and what you doing, and where you going, and why you over there, anything. I give you your space. I give you your time. All I want is your honesty. Honesty. Hey, I'm sometimes, listen, I'm almost that chick that's like, you got another chick on the side, bet, have her pay our a light bill. Have her pay my car note. I'm almost that chick.
I'm not that chick.
But I'm saying, I'm almost that chick. Judge me if you want. It is what it is. So I'm an alternative chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, the norm, if we're talking, whatever works for us, works for us. Mm-hmm. That's the chick I am. So there's no reason for him to lie. But he's so programmed to lie. That's what he does. But I'm looking at the emails. I'm seeing them. Okay? Now, mind you, not one time have I ever called any female and been like, are you messing with my man? No. The only thing that Deidre did was knock on the door because my gut, this was before I had the email access. Now, I am an Inspector Gadget. Like, if shit don't line up, I will verify. Okay? Okay. So, you got my keys to my house. You got a copy of the keys to my house. It's Keith, Mr. Chips, in there. Okay?
I'm good.
Okay. Okay. Who may I ask is calling or asking? His girlfriend. And air quotes were displayed. Okay. Well, he's not inexposed. I don't care. I didn't disrespect her. I did disrespect her by knocking on her door.
How is that disrespectful? You knock on her, you shouldn't keep that bitch in. That's disrespectful. You knock. You politely knock. That's not disrespectful.
Okay, so this is why I don't get advice from you.
Because okay. I'll tell you, where you at? Let's get that bitch in.
Okay, no.
I'm just saying. That's not disrespectful.
I don't even need to see him. You can bring my keys back. But tell him I need the keys to my house. Okay? I did that. I did. And I sat in the car and I cried and I said, bitch, who are you? Who are you? Why are you? Your mama didn't raise you like this. What is wrong with you? I don't understand. So I said all that to say that I was never the person with even all the information that I knew that he was cheating and that he was doing things that were not respectful to me. I still allowed him in my space.
Why was that?
You want me to lie?
You tell about him.
You want to tell him? Because he was going to give me some sperm.
Oh, no.
There is no secret that I want a baby.
Yeah, no.
And he was going to give it to me. Who better to give it to him? He lasted this long because I wanted sperm. But you know what? You can purchase sperm nowadays. Fuck what the church says, but that's another story. Okay. I'm sorry. You got me talking to the children. Okay. So she calls me and she questions me. And typically my response always is, bitch, I don't respond to hoes. Talk to your man. That's typically my response.
That's what should have been your response, but I guess that wasn't it.
That wasn't my response. I said, what do you want to know, boo?
Oh.
Do you want to have a baby by Keith? I did. Well, how long has it been? Since February the 14th, I left him alone.
You talked to the phone?
Right. I wouldn't call her a hoe, but you talked to her.
You talked to this hoe? She'd have been all kinds of bitches to hoes.
Yes, I talked to April.
But
why are we giving names when I'm
April?
But why'd you
stop calling my phone?
But you didn't owe her anything.
I didn't, but I'm not dealing with him. And here's the thing. What you got to understand is I'm going to protect you because we keep our business in-house when I cut for you. Nigga, I don't cut for you no more. April, I'm done. What else you want to know? Yeah, I fucked him. Probably while you were still with him.
Oh, well, you were special friends.
And you was talking about ain't nobody. Yes, April, you're the one he said needed an abortion, or he made you have an abortion because he knew it would be a problem that you're... Why y'all both drinking?
No. I'm just finishing my... So...
Jesus!
That's Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots! I'm so glad to see you. Your hair matches your shirt. I love it.
Yes. No.
I'm not. I'm just glad that you walked in at this time.
Anywho.
Sorry.
I heard abortion, so you're glad I walked in on that?
I'm... so excited that you walked in right now.
Can I ask why?
Yeah.
Anywho, there are many things that I could share, but I did not.
But you told her all of that?
I told her some of it. And then I hung up. And then she continued to call. And then I sent him a text and said,
control your bitch.
Tell April.
I would have said
right.
that.
Control your bitch.
Tell April to stop playing on my phone. Text. After that, I was in my feelings. Like, why is this happening 5 months later? Like, what is going on? Like, is this a setup? Is this an attempt at him throwing my name out there so that we can be in communication again? Does he want
to
be?
Maybe he talks about you constantly, and she just feel like he's still in love with you. So obviously y'all have to be doing something, and he's still in love with you 5 months later. Or he could just be throwing your name.
Or maybe he just missed her. He just missed her, and he told one of his good girlfriends, hey, look, this is what you do. I've been guilty of doing dumb shit like that before when I wanted to talk to an ex or I just wanted to go fuck an ex. And, you know, we open a line of communication, and then we get it in. So
you don't do that at 40. You don't do it if you know you don't.
I'm not 40.
You're
so.
The person in question is, well, alone. You don't, do that.
He's not. He'll be 40 next year.
Oh, okay. So, you know, you do think, well, you have to understand, boys are stupid. We can't get stupid. And we don't mature faster than girls. So just because he's 40 by age, he can be a bit 25 by maturity.
He's 16.
We do stupid things is what I'm saying. We do.
But it had me in my feelings is basically what
he wanted that.
All
I think he wanted to put you
amounted
in
to, and he responded to my text. And y'all should be proud of me because that text went unanswered.
What did it say?
I don't have my phone in front of me, or I would tell you. What did he say?
He said, I'm sorry about the BS. I saw her, and I just I overlooked her. Or something like that.
It was some trivial stuff. Now,
yeah,
to mind you,
and now she's mad.
The chick that called was not the chick that had the abortion, but he said they were.
So, no, and you told
her? I don't talk to none of them, but April, she was lucky yesterday.
So.
But the point of the matter is that previously, I would be like, why you got your chicks calling me? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why we didn't work out. But this time, like, if you don't get off my phone. I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, because you did respond. Oh, that's good. Are you mad at yourself for not responding?
You should have.
Oh, no. I'm not mad at all about not responding. Okay. Now, here, and I said this to you and our other friend. Had he responded and been like, so you're not going to talk? You're not going to respond? You're not going to accept my apology? Like, I apologize for what went wrong? You know, all these kind of stuff. Had he said that last night? He had, like, a 24-hour window, apparently. Had he said something, I probably would have been vulnerable.
Let's thank God that he didn't.
Right. So here's the thing. So this, and this is the truth, the honest truth, the God honest truth. Because Coco, y'all, is not the friend that you want.
What? What do you mean?
Because everything that I told her about Mr. Chip, she was like, fuck him. Blah, blah, blah. He ain't the one. He ain't this. He ain't that. Then, the night that Mr. Chips was on the show, I like him. Huh? No. He was like, oh, he's so nice. I'm team Mr. Chip. What? You didn't hear me talk about crying. You didn't hear me talk about how he's been disrespectful. You didn't hear about how he's been with other chicks. And now because you done met him because he's charming, you team Mr. Chip. give him a chance. So this is what happened. So the little response that he made, I sent the message to Coco. And, I sent the message to Coco. And as I was looking at the message, I said to myself, this is something that Coco would say is justifiable. He'd be like, give him a chance. He just needed a moment. We're all human. Miss Bye, whose friend are you?
Well, I thought it was kind of odd that he would accept him being human, not you being human.
Because he's a traitor.
Breezy, again, you bring up old stuff. You always bring up old stuff.
I'll bring up old stuff.
You always bring up old stuff.
He's a traitor, that's why.
Because, you know why, Breezy? Because Deidre's always talking about, oh, we need to be Christ-like, we need to learn how to forgive, we need to learn how to forget, and blah, blah, blah.
Do you hear that?
She gives me all of this bullshit. But then, when the tables turn on her, it's like, no, fuck that. Why are you team Mr. Chips? And this, and that. And I'm like, well, we're supposed to be Christ-like. We're supposed to forgive. We're supposed to forget. Fuck your feelings. Blah, blah, blah. X, Y, and Z. Now, when the tables turn, it's like, no. You're supposed to be my friend. My bullshit is your bullshit. Your bullshit is my bullshit. Now, all of a sudden, tables turn.
Okay, y'all do realize that in all of the stuff that I'm telling him, all of the fuck shit that Mr. Chips did, I was giving him benefit of the motherfucking doubt. And this one's over here. Oh, fuck him. Stop talking to him. Why are you even having this conversation? Like, even why are you doing this? Like, what the fuck? I mean, like, y'all black women are so dumb. Like, I don't even understand. Ain't that what you say?
Partially.
Really?
Partially.
And so then I take into consideration, maybe I'm being a little too harsh. I'm not being Christ-like because my friends have said, give it a chance. And then they meet his ass and they're like, ah, he's so sweet. He's so cute. Y'all would have cute babies.
He is sweet, and he is cute, and he is charming.
Whose friend are you?
I am your friend.
Lies.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just giving him his...
Lies.
Giving him respect. You know, I'm just letting him know he is.
And then, when I show them what he says to me, fuck him. He ain't shit. Leave him alone.
You don't have mixed emotions. You know what?
See what I'm saying? She ride or die.
Somebody ask you puss and boo.
No, you ask the puss.
Now, for the record, my friends, I have been saying the same thing.
Oh, trust. Oh, listen, wait, let me say this. And I know we have like 26 seconds. Let me tell y'all. When Breezy and Puss in Boots were in the building together, honey, everybody was like on bated breath because we didn't know if Breezy was going to go off because Breezy would go the fuck off. Okay? Yeah. But here, check this out, y'all. We got 9 minutes. The show is over, and I can't start it over. It has been gracious for y'all to join us again. Meet us again next week, same time, same place, Wednesday night, and we'll be talking about God knows who, but we'll let you know. You will see us on Periscope the Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. You will see us.
Check it out.
I'm out.
Yeah.